AP News, I'm Jackie Quinn. A House committee that's investigating the January 6th insurrection at the U.S. Capitol has voted unanimously tonight to hold former White House advisor Steve Bannon in contempt of Congress. The longtime ally of former President Trump defied a subpoena for documents and testimony surrounding the lead-up to the deadly attack. Committee co-chair Republican Congresswoman Liz Cheney says they can't allow a subpoena to go unanswered.
To prevent the dismantling of the rule of law and to ensure that nothing like that dark day in January ever happens again.
Her co-chair says this is also a warning to other witnesses. The full House would have to vote on the committee's recommendation, which would then go to the Justice Department if approved. A Nebraska congressman's been indicted on campaign donation violations and lying to the FBI. Republican Jeff Fortenberry is slated for arraignment in California tomorrow. The White House announces plans to allow more people to get hearing aids over the counter without a doctor's prescription. Press Secretary Jen Psaki.
About 37.5 million American adults have trouble hearing, but just one-fifth of them use hearing aids, in part because they're so expensive and inconvenient to get.
Officials say a Haitian gang that's kidnapped 17 missionaries is asking for $1 million ransom for each person.
The kidnappers want $17 million in ransom money, says Haiti's justice minister. The justice minister is quoted by the Wall Street Journal as saying there are five children in the group. The youngest is 8 months old. They were kidnapped over the weekend by a gang that has a long record of kidnappings. FBI agents are helping Haitian authorities search for the hostages. I'm Rita Foley.
21 people flying to Boston survived a plane crash in Houston. The Dow gained nearly 200 points today. This is AP News. Singer Celine Dion is delaying her new Las Vegas show because of a health issue. 'Cause I'm
your lady. Celine Dion's management says she is dealing with severe and persistent muscle spasms that prevent her from performing. Dion says in a statement she has been working on the show for 8 months and she is saddened beyond words. Dion's show at the Resorts World Theater was supposed to begin November 5th. The shows in November, January, and February have been delayed, but no new dates were announced. Dion still plans to resume her Courage World Tour on March 9th. I'm Margie Zaraletta.
Facebook is paying some $14 million in fines to resolve a Justice Department complaint that it discriminated against U.S. workers, favoring foreigners with special visas to fill high-paying jobs. Facebook also agreed in the settlement to train its employees in anti-discrimination rules. I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that "where's my money" feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.